L-E-D-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right about now.
Getting ready for the second half with Mike Carver.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
And Joe Lisi.
Toga! Toga!
You know you make me wanna
shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will.
And we're back. You will. You hear that a lot in the B-low on Sunday. The Bills are 14-point favorites on the Steelers. Carver and Lisi with you, hour number two. 844-843-6879. Hanging with you tonight. Joe, I told you earlier that the Phillies were a good play because they all got wasted last night after winning clinching a playoff spot. And tonight they're getting no hit through eight innings against the Astros. So that's all you needed to know. And they're clearly not playing anybody. Harper DH'd. Everybody can't sit, right, Joe? You can't sit all your regulars. But the lineup, it is a skeleton crew for the Phillies tonight. They not a good lineup that they're fielding here. But this is one of these dopey combined no-hitters, so I don't even count it.
It doesn't count.
I know. When you got three or four guys combining for the no-hitter, it just doesn't have the same feel. I need one guy, Joe, to do it. One guy. That's a no-hitter. Not three, four, five, six guys. That's not how it's done. So, unfortunately, though, that's the way of Major League Baseball now. That's what you get to see. So, that's it for the Heisman. Anything with the conference winners, Joe, that you looked at for this week? Anything changed there?
What do you mean?
Win the conference. Clemson's going to win the ACC. Oklahoma State's favored now to win the Big 12, by the way.
Good call by me.
Plus 270.
They got a tough game against Texas Tech this week.
What do I have that at, Joe?
It's 550.
Is that what I have it at?
Yeah.
You're probably right. 550 sounds like it rings a bell. It won't take me as long to get through my tickets as it takes you to get through yours.
What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say I don't have as many as you. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't have as many tickets. You are right, Joe. Plus 550, I have Oklahoma State.
I'm always right, Carver. I'm always right.
Well, when it comes to college football futures, Joe, I know. Kansas State plus 350. TCU plus 460. What happened to Oklahoma, Joe? Where are they? 27-1.
Yeah. They're going to come around this weekend, though. Just you wait and see.
I was getting. So you think the Red River rivalry, as they now have to call it, you think that. They're going to – I'm very surprised at that number, Joe.
Yeah, well, that's an overreaction because they think Texas is back. Great call by you. You were on them against West Virginia.
Yes, I was. West Virginia sucks.
That was a great call. What'd you do in the college, by the way? I had a terrible week, 2-5.
What did I do in the college? I'll let you know. The official college plays that I sent you.
I know you lost Sparty. You lost Sparty.
I definitely lost Sparty. Yeah, we sure did, Joe.
Let me
see
what you gave me here. I'll tell you.
I had the over in the where is it? You texted me so much since Friday.
Here we go. That's hard. Yeah, Wisconsin.
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, by the way. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody. Right. I know I had the under in the Wisconsin game. I lost
so
it by
you lose a half. Wisconsin, you lose Sparty. You had Rutgers plus 38.5.
It's a loser by a half also. So two of mine
Georgia.
I lost by a half. Georgia
There's
was
four.
A bad one. Yeah.
Clemson over and under in Oak State. Did that come in?
No, Clemson was a winner.
Yeah, but did Oak State under come in? No.
That was way over.
So you were like me, 2-5. So you picked up nothing. I'm 16 and 19 on the show. Terrible. But I think I did well on the pros. How'd you do on the pros?
Good.
You
did
over
3-1.
3-1? What did I do? I'm trying to think what I did in the pros.
Philly's got a hit, thank God, in the top of the ninth. So we don't have to see one of these dopey combined no hitters. So good for them. I could turn that off now. I don't have to watch that anymore.
All right, good for them. So what are we doing here? What are we doing in terms of you want to look at?
I feel fine with the Big 12 with where I'm at with Oklahoma State, Joe. I don't need to
me
add
too.
Anybody
I'm
else.
Sitting
I feel
on
good
a
with the Cowboys.
Ticket with them.
I think they'll win. Utah's the favorite now in the Pac-12 over.
Yeah, well,
I can see they're the
co-favorite.
Them and USC are both plus 210.
That's going to end this weekend, so don't worry about that.
Well, I know you're very biased on that opinion, so I'm not going to go any. You have a big ticket on UCLA. That's what matters.
They're 7-1
now.
UCLA 7-1.
How about UNLV plus 750 to win the Mountain West?
How about Penn State to? How about Penn State at plus
950? Let's play UNLV to win the Mountain West, Joe.
I'm gonna take Penn State at plus 950.
No, forget that right now. UNLV Mountain West plus 750.
Why does it always have to be what you want? Mountain West. All right, UNLV. Here we go. Let's have a
Let's
little
play it. Let's play it. Get a little juice with the Rebs here.
Can we put it
over the last few months.
Put it in a parlay?
With who? With Penn State?
Penn State.
No, I'm not putting it in a parlay with Penn State. Penn State's not winning the Big Ten. Seriously, though, one second here. Let me see the UNLV schedule. Can I back this here? I got to look when we come back, Joe. They don't even play Boise till the title game. If the Boise even gets there. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
I'll tell you what then. Why don't you call me sometime when you have no class?
Standing in the rain with his head hung low. Couldn't get a ticket.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Good to have you aboard. Joe, I like the UNLV schedule, to be quite honest with you. I mean, I don't think they'll probably win it, but I think it'll be a fun little bet for us to, you know.
All right, so we'll go in. I'm going in solo on Penn State.
Yeah, you can't get me in on that. So
that's almost 10-1.
Yeah, again, Joe, they're not beating both the big teams.
I know.
Even if they beat one of them, they're not beating the other one.
Why is that? Why is that not possible?
Because they never get it done, Joe. Let's just say it. Let's just call it like it is. They never get it done. Did they get it done last year in Iowa City?
Really?
Did they?
Go there?
Did they get it done last year in Iowa City?
He got hurt.
Didn't get it done. Did they get it done against Ohio State last year?
They covered.
That's not what we're talking about. You want to talk about covering?
Season was over
fine.
By that point. Season was over.
About covering?
Two
That's
losses
fine.
By that point. You know it, and I know it. Their
they
season
do this
hinged
every
on
year,
Sean
Joe.
Clifford.
5-0.
Just like the Bills.
6-0.
Just
and then
like
they end
the
up
Bills.
Finishing 8-4.
Just like the Bills.
What do you mean, just like the Bills?
Can't win
the
big one. Oh, Bills get there. Just
what did
can't,
I? What did I say to you
one.
Last night about the Bills?
I'm just reiterating what you said.
Yeah,
until
like
they
beat Kansas City, they're not. They have never done anything.
I know. So don't be putting your chest out with the Bills this year.
Okay, so it's the same deal with Penn State. Go beat both of them. Then they're so great.
Whoa.
Mighty James Franklin.
The octaves in his voice. They just kicked it up a notch.
Next big game he wins will be his first.
Whoa.
All right. So
kicking Franklin while he can. Just wait. They're coming out of a bye week. They're going to come out. They're going to come in hot. Okay? They're going to come in hot into the big house. All right? See where J.J. McCarthy is in that ball game. Blake Corum. This isn't Iowa. All right? We got some playmakers. Parker Washington, Singleton, Allen. You want me to keep going? Tinsley.
Joe, they're going to lose both of those games.
Just
probably
like the
Bills. Probably lose at home to Minnesota, too.
Can we move on? I'm aggravated.
We can move on. I'm done with it now. We'll move on. Tomorrow night, we'll start getting into all the games for this weekend.
Do you like any games? Like, just like, forget the college. Do you like any pro that you're like, oh, I can't wait to see this one?
For this week?
Yeah.
I don't think the schedule's great this week. This is like kind of like, they do this in the schedule. They'll put a like a lull week in there with not really any huge marquee games once every 3 or 4 weeks. And we're kind of getting that this week.
Yeah, I want to see that Washington-Tennessee game. I think Tennessee's going to bolt race.
Of all the games you pick up on the board, you pick up that one.
I'm trying to step on their throats.
Like, there's not a lot of excitement here. Like, even the primetime game, like the Colt-Bronco game.
I want to see the Jets and Dolphins. I want to see if the Jets step up.
The Giant-Packer game's lost its sizzle because the Giants are going to play.
What about Chicago-Minnesota?
What's great about that game?
Yeah, it's a rivalry. What about Seattle and New Orleans? That's a good one.
Blue division.
What about Seattle?
I'm on the Seahawks this week.
Oh, now he's jumping on the. Now all of a sudden, now Carver's giving his money to the Seahawks.
That's a good spot for them.
Week one.
Saints coming back from the London game.
Yeah, didn't want to.
Laying 5.5 at home.
Where were you week one, guy? Where were you? Alligator arms, afraid. Yeah. You were. You were afraid. Just admit it.
I wasn't afraid.
You were afraid.
I didn't want to bet them. What's
scared?
Okay.
Scared money makes no money. Remember that.
What do you think of this Charger Brown game?
The Browns are dead to me. I showed you the ticket they cost me on Sunday. Absolutely dead to me. I really hope Jacoby Brissett gets hit high, gets hit low multiple times throughout the game. That interception cost me. The fact that he gets sacked on 2nd and 6 or 2nd and 4 is even worse. So they're dead to me. So I hope the Chargers blast them.
You like the Rams to bounce back after last night? They got the Cowboys at home. I mean, Rush going to win again? This guy going to win every week?
Yeah.
Rams going to lose back to back games?
Yeah. You know why? Because they're just a better team. I think Dallas is a better team with Cooper Rush. They just play within themselves. They don't try to do too much.
So you think they're a better team overall with Cooper Rush as a quarterback?
Just because I just think that they're more of a team. I feel like Dak presses too much sometimes.
Man.
I don't know. Just me.
I'll say this. The 3-0, him going 3-0, Joe, it's bought them time. They don't need to rush this guy back. They've already gotten more wins than they probably could have thought they got with Dak going down.
Yeah. You know what other game I'm starting to think?
What other game?
TB12, stick a fork in him, the divorce, that's it, it's over.
Man, how about that? Now, we've been talking about we haven't spent too much time talking about this, believe me. But
he's going to be totally
we have mentioned
distracted.
Whenever we brought up Brady. But this has been going on, Joe. Like, this isn't new thing today. This isn't like he woke up this morning and he got, served papers that she's divorcing him. Like, this has been going on for months.
No, but now he's got to answer questions
tell.
On it. Now he's got to answer questions on it.
I suppose. But he's good at completely not even talking about that stuff. He will. This guy's been around for 20-plus years. He's the best at the biz dealing with the media. It's the second on Thursday, because usually Thursday is the day that Brady talks to actual reporters. I know Monday night he does his big podcast, but Thursday's when he actually talks to reporters.
So
and he will absolutely stiff-arm them on Thursday. And he will
give
them absolutely nothing.
So you think we should take his over alt line, 400 yards passing, he'll stick it in the Falcons?
I'm not, but here's the thing, Joe. Like, you think that Tom Brady – like. There's so many players, hundreds of players in the National Football League. All these guys deal with this stuff. They all have off the field problems.
When it's family.
No, there's plenty of guys who are dealing with the same thing. They're just not Tom Brady. You know, and that, and it's just publicized more because he's probably arguably the most recognizable, I would say one of the three or four most recognizable athletes in America. Right. I mean, it's Brady, it's LeBron, you know, it's a pretty lofty area that he's in here, Joe. So that's why it's a big deal. I think he'll be fine. I think that the Falcon cover run is going to end this week, too. I think the Bucks win by 10 plus. Big right. Falcon cover run, 4-0 ATS.
Yeah.
Every Lion game's been over. You want to go over the 45.5 in Foxborough? You said they're wearing the Pat Patriot uniforms, too. Are we getting a Bailey Zappi week again? Is that official? We'll find that out tomorrow, maybe? Are we getting another Bailey Zappi week?
Let's do it.
I'm going to tell you, Joe, and I know Patriot, you know, people don't like to hear us. I think I'd rather play Zappi than Mac Jones.
Boy. Really?
Yeah, I think he's – I like the kid.
You just like him because he went to Western Kentucky.
No, that's not really why I like him. I just don't think that Mac Jones is very good. I think he's a little pumped up because of where he went. Hard to say. He did go to the playoffs last year, right?
Yeah.
All right, Joe, I got NFL futures for you when we come back. I have a few things I need to talk to you about. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver.
You know, I like teachers. If you do something wrong, they make you do it over again.
And Joe Lisi.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. All right, Joe, a couple things from NFL with the futures, since we did some college ones already. I saw everybody making a big deal today about the Jaguars now being the favorites to win the AFC South. I see them at plus 155 right now. Titans and Colts both plus 200. Forget the other team. They suck. I'm not ready to go and push the chips in on that one, Joe, just so you know, the Jaguars winning that division. I think now's the time to get yourself a nice number on one of the two other teams, which are better than the Jaguars. At least that's my feeling on it. The question is, you got to pick the right one. I don't know which one to pick.
Okay. So you don't know which one to pick.
Well, look, Tennessee obviously has already beaten Indianapolis. They always beat Indianapolis. I don't think the Colts are dead in that division.
Oh, come on. Come on.
I don't. They're 1-2-1.
Come on.
They're not dead. The Jaguars are what? 2-2? Titans are 2-2? They're half game out of first. I don't think that's that insurmountable. And they were what? What were they? Minus money favorites before the season to win the division? I think the Colts are worth a flyer at 200. You back in the Jaguars, Joe? Is that what you're saying?
The division?
Yeah. Are you backing them?
No, the Titans.
You're backing the Titans?
Yeah.
Still, that their price is better than it was before the season.
No, it's not. They were plus 190, the Titans.
They were in the 150. As all the Colt hype started, you know, 7 to 10 days before. But for most of the offseason, they were in the 130 to 150.
So how is
range.
It better? They're 2-1 now.
What I'm saying is you're getting more. You're getting more. Yeah, you're getting So
you're getting longer odds. You're getting more mo. More mo.
That's I think the Colts Joe are still Poe... worth. Colts are still worth it at plus 200. Why the Ravens are minus money favored for the North.
I like the Bengals.
Now they play Sunday night.
I know
Joe.
They do. Both I know. I know they. I like the Bengals at 2-1. I like them in the game, and I like them on the 2-1 money line.
Ravens defense is awful.
They're not going to stop Burrow. Joey Silk. gonna cut them up.
Joe Silk.
He's gonna dice them up.
Bills are minus 370. Which is crazy considering they lost to the Dolphins. Dolphins have the tiebreaker, but we know the Dolphins' situation with the quarterback right now. And I don't think they'll beat the Bills the second time in Buffalo. Do you, Joe? I don't think they'll beat them the second game up there, which is in December. Chiefs are minus 175. I don't think they're losing that division.
No.
What will they give you for the Chiefs and the Bills parlay to win the division? Minus 101. Chiefs and Bills to win the division. Minus 101. Why don't you put one more on top? You want to put you're confident in the Bucs to win the South?
No, confident in the Titans at 2-1. Put the Titans.
No, I'm looking for sure things.
That is a sure thing.
Titans are not a sure thing, Joe. They're plus 200. They're not the favorite to win. Minus 340 is, you know, a sizable favorite. All right, Bucs, Bills, Chiefs to all win their divisions. Plus 158.
I don't like that, though.
Who's not going to win the division out of those three?
Bucks, maybe.
Who's winning that division, then?
Carolina.
Come on, Joe. What are you doing right now? How about the mess in the NFC West? All four teams are 2-2.
I like San Fran.
Rams and San Fran are plus 120. Cardinals are plus 650. Seattle's 25-1.
I mean, I believe Seattle's going to be there every step of the way.
They have played a lot better than anybody except for you expected.
Thank you. Say it again.
They've played a lot better than everyone except for you expected.
Exactly. You know why? Do you know why?
Why?
Because I know.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, Joe, be fair,
Did
Joe.
You ever think
we
I'm the sharp?
We could go the other way with some of the misses, too. So we don't want to do that, Joe.
Whoa. Now you're going to chop me at the knees?
No, I'm not chopping you at the knees. But if we're going to throw the bouquets, listen, you're putting it out there in quite the manner right now. Who's right? I'm right all the time.
Maybe I'm showboating.
You're peacocking a little bit. You're peacocking a little bit.
There you go. Yeah, I am. I got the Technicolor Dreamcoat jacket on. I'm walking out. I'm coming out down the aisle, okay, from the tunnel, and I'm like Ric Flair. Woo! Here I come. And you know I come out like that, right? Like with the vest on, showing off the guns.
Tight. A lot of season left, Joe.
Right? I come out. I think I come out with, like, you know, tights with lightning bolts down the side.
Anybody outside the top four for the MVP that you would want to go for? Outside of Allen, Mahomes, Lamar, and Hurts, is there anybody you'd want to play?
Joey Burrow, 25-1. God. Don't like it.
Bengals aren't going to make the playoffs, so.
Oh, here we go. They're going to win the division.
I hope.
No, can't be. Unless Carver says it, it can't be.
I never said that. I don't do that. I'm not going to peacock like you just did. I'm not going to do that, that's for sure.
Oh, you because you never peacock.
No, not like that.
Really? Okay. All right. My bad. You know I would come out. I know you brushed it off, but I would come out like Flair. I would.
Oh, I know you would.
And I would come out with, like I said, the vest that's a little tight, right? Showing off the guns, and I'm probably like a turnover chain or something. You know?
What else do I got here? Sirianni plus 175 to win the coach of the year. I mean, what does everybody think? They're going to go 17-0? Calm down.
That's all the Philly, you know, love. The you know,
175. That's sizable 4 games into the season. McDaniel's 7-1. Peterson's 8-1. O'Connell's 12-1. Staley. Everybody loves this Brandon Staley. 16-1. Dable 16-1. Sean McDermott's still 20-1, Joe.
You tell me. No value there? None?
There has to be some. Gotta be a little bit. I guess we're off the Dan Campbell train. He's plummeted to 40-1, considering his team's given up 140 points in four games. Yeah. I wouldn't crown Sirianni yet. I think you got some guys here that maybe. I think that Dable, if the Giants win. Giants win 9-10 games, Joe, and make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put Dable in. I mean, Dable's going to be in the mix. You know, you've seen the Giants' schedule.
Yeah, it's weak, right?
Weak is an understatement. I mean, it's. And look, things change fast. Injuries happen so quickly in the NFL. But they're 3-1, and we also don't know what their quarterback situation is going to be. Like, they got these next 2 weeks. I think these next 2 weeks could set them back to 3-3. But, I mean, look, they go to Jacksonville. They go to Seattle. That's tough. They have the Texans at home, the Lions at home. They play Washington twice. I think that their problem is that these next couple weeks, if they've got Davis Webb playing against the Packers and the Ravens, Joe, that's going to be a problem for them. That game might have been a problem even if Daniel Jones did play. I guess
I think the Giants are cooked.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm selling them.
Yeah, that's.
I think they have no weapons.
Here's the thing. This schedule looked good at the beginning, but the Jaguars have obviously played, as we just mentioned, a little bit better. They're the favorites to win the South right now. The Seahawks have played better than expected, and it's tough going there no matter what the situation.
I'm laying the 8 in London with them.
With the Packers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you gotta.
And I'm taking the over.
No totals in the 50s this week. None. All the totals are under 50. What do you think of that? We know how much the unders have come in a lot.
I like the over in Seattle again. I think they're just going to be one of these teams that have no defense.
The week's going to come, Joe, where the overs pour in.
Which one do you want it to be? This one? You can't see the Steelers and Bills getting up over the 47.5?
I think that kid's going to have a hard time against the Bills. And
right, which means that Josh Allen should have a short field, no?
I think in order to get that over, you're going to need like 38-10 Bills, something like that, to get that. Steeler D, a little bit better than that. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. More to do on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Absolutely love it.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver.
I'm the one telling you how it is.
And Joe Lisi.
You're a greasy, fast, 200-pound Italian tank.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. I will say, Joe, one thing that I really like that they do is they update the win totals each week. So you can jump in on the season-long win totals. Man, they got the Eagles at 12.5. I mean...
They have the Eagles at what?
12.5.
Let's sell this.
13 games? I mean, and it's under 12.5 is plus 140. I mean,
so
they're going
to
go 13-4? What do they got here? At Arizona. They're home for the Cowboys, home for the Steelers, at Houston. They play Washington again. They're at Indy, home Green Bay, home Tennessee, at the Giants, at the Bears, at Dallas. Saints home, Giants home. So we're going to need them to, lose five games if we played this under? Yes, we would need them to go 12-5 or worse.
So we could get that.
Can we find five losses here, Joe, on this schedule?
Right, let me pull it up.
I think they could lose this week in Arizona, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, I do as well. So
I like Arizona with the points this week. Everybody's pumping up the Eagles right now.
All right, so let's just say they win, though. Let's give them that.
Fine. Let's do it this way. They'll split with the Cowboys.
All right. They're not.
So there's a loss. They'll split with the Cowboys. How about at Indy?
Yeah, possibly. How about at Green Bay coming to their house? There's two. Titans three.
We would need it, Saints. But I can't say it's a definite.
Can we give them a split with the Giants?
Just because the Giants never beat them.
I know. We could get the Saints, though. The Saints, I know they got boat raced.
I got no confidence in the Saints. Let me tell you, I don't know if I can play this, Joe. I don't think they're going to win 13 games, but...
All right, I'm going to give them four losses right now. Titans,
I don't like the
Green
schedule.
Bay...
I can't give them the home games.
And we give them Arizona. There's four right there.
I needed some tough road games, and they don't really have any except.
He talks himself right out of the bed.
Big
chest out. Oh, we're going to take it under 140.
You want to take the under 12.5?
Yeah, but you're talking like it's plus 140. Let's go. Dive in.
All right, I'm in.
You're in?
I'm in. Under 12.5, I'm in.
All right, good. See? Doesn't it feel so much better?
Who else they got here? Let's find some other good ones for you. They got the Bills at 12.5 also. I'm not getting involved in that, as you know.
Here, I'll dive in right now. I'm looking. Hang on. Win total, right?
Yeah, go to win totals. They've got every team up there.
I got it. Philly.
Washington, 6.5.
I am in.
What was the preseason?
You know, can I just tell you something? If you and I did the Penn State UNLV parlay, on a $100 bet, it pays $8,800.
I'm not picking Penn State to win the Big Ten. All right?
I hate when you do that. I really do.
You're on your own.
You're just so annoying when you do that. I'm in. I already took the under on.
So the Eagle preseason was 9.5.
So now we get three games discount. There you go.
Well, discount. They're 4-0. So.
What do you mean
now,
4-0? We're getting three games extra.
Washington was 8.5 preseason. They're 6.5 now.
You really like.
Tampa's 10.5.
I'm in on that parlay, by the way.
Have fun.
Mountain West. No, I don't have fun.
Now UNLV. Now I'm glad I played UNLV just straight because they will win the Mountain West now, and you won't get the cash because you're going to have that Penn State leg in there. Anchoring you down.
Oh, yeah. It's always my pick that anchors me down. I love it. I love how
it's always
mine. Are
we going to build the SGP tomorrow night?
Yeah, I get a free one. Do you?
Of course, yeah, I get one too. I think everybody gets one. Just depends on how much you get. How about the Broncos under 9.5?
The Broncos? What is it?
9.5. No, that doesn't sound good.
The Broncos over 9.5.
No, under. Minus 140.
You might be able to get me into that.
The Bears number still 6.5. Heavy juice to the under. I mean, the Bears suck.
They do.
Right, Joe? I mean, the Bears got They are 2-2, to be fair. They've already got two wins. Can they get five more wins on this schedule? They play Washington at home. That's a pretty good shot. They play the Lions. They'll probably split with the Lions. That's another. Yeah, I'm not going to go near the Bears.
You're not?
No, I'm not going to go near that. It's tough at this point. I mean, we've got 4 weeks worth of looking at these teams. Ravens 10.5. You want to do the under on the Ravens? Think the Ravens are going to win 11 games with the way their defense is played?
Absolutely not.
Minus 135 to the under, 10.5. Let's get one more here, Joe. We're going to play the Eagles. Let's get an AFC team.
What, to win it?
No, for a win total. Let's get an in-season week under after week over. Four. It doesn't matter. Let's just find one that we both like.
So you're open to an over, is what you're saying?
Of course. I'm open to an under or an over. Just let's find something we both
Cincinnati.
Like here.
Cincinnati. Now, here we go.
What is it? 8.5? What was it preseason? It was...
9.5.
Not They're enough. 2-2 right now?
I could tell it's right now. How about this? You seem to be
I didn't
coming
say
around.
No. Can I look at the schedule? Like, what's... I never said no to you.
You know what team they don't have up on there?
Who?
You tell me.
Don't have is in they're not listed?
Correct. You tell me who's
not. I'm looking at... I don't know. Who? Who's not
Seattle.
There?
Seattle.
Yeah, they don't have Seattle, you're right.
You know why? Because I told everybody to take it over. They got too much risk.
They do 5.5. They can't set a new number, Joe. They're already at 2. They can't find a number. Can I get the Bengals to 9? Let's see. They already have 2. Split Browns 3. Split Ravens 4. They'll beat the Steelers the second time, I think. 5. Man, they got tough games, Joe. They'll beat the Panthers at home. That's 6. They'll beat the Falcons at home. That's 7. It's going to be close. It's close, Joe. I don't know if I want to play that one.
Okay.
Who else can we go to here? Dolphins are 10.5 now. And how about if Tua doesn't play for 2 months?
2 months?
Let's say he doesn't play for 2 months. You confident that Teddy Bridgewater is going to win games?
Yeah, Teddy B is. He's a stone cold killer. He's a stone cold killer.
Colts are 7.5 now. Where they got the Jags at? 8.5. Oof, I'm already in on the 6.5. I'm probably going to lose it.
Are you?
I'm on the Jag under 6.5 preseason, yeah.
Mm.
8.5. Want to take the Jag under with me? I'll double dip on the Jag under?
I'll think about it. You might be able to get me in on the Jag under.
About That's the Chargers possible. Under 9.5.
Chargers under 9.5. That team sucks. They really do. They do. They suck. Staley sucks. The whole team has no heart. They lose games they should win. They win games they should lose. Gutless.
All right, you're going to have to sleep on that tonight. Find me an AFC team that you like.
All right.
What else they got? They've got so much stuff. I like that they update this stuff every week, Joe. They've got all the props up there. They've got make the playoffs. Any
playoffs?
Long shot you want? Playoffs? What do they got for Seattle to make the playoffs? 8-1.
Mm.
+800. Got to pull you in on that. What do they have for Dallas right now? -220. For yes. The Cowboys. Cincinnati. -112 to make the playoffs for the Bengals. Yes, -112.
Not bad. Not bad at all, Boogie.
I think they're going to miss.
Do you?
Yeah. That's a tough schedule I just looked at. I don't think I can back it. First win or loss. Eagles first loss. I love these ones, Joe. These are my favorite ones. Eagles first loss at Arizona, plus 210. Versus Dallas, plus 280. Versus Pittsburgh, plus 600. And then the numbers get bigger and bigger after that. Dallas, plus 280. That game's at home, though, right? Yeah, that game's in Philadelphia. I don't want to double it. We're already going on the under 12.5. I don't want to go any further. How about Houston first win?
Houston first win.
Plus 260 for the Jaguar game this week. Plus 330 at Vegas in week 7. Plus 490 against the Titans in week 8. How about this one, Joe? How about this one? If they can lose all these games in week 11... they have Washington at home. And it's plus 1,200. Can the Texans lose Jaguars, Raiders, Titans, Eagles, Giants?
Yeah, it's possible. Why can't they?
And then you'd have a 12-1 ticket for them for the Commander game.
Right.
At home. You like that?
I do like that. Something to think about. Something to ponder.
I think we should play it. I like that, Joe.
Yeah.
I'm willing to play it. Texans first win, week 11 against Washington at 12-1. Sleep on it tonight, Joe. Sleep on it and let me know.
Think about it.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back, wrap this puppy up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver.
There's no crying in baseball!
And Joe Lisi.
Today, this is my guest, Mr. Wang. No offense.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879 is the number. Padres lead the Giants 5-0, Joe, in the 8th. So that pretty much, they're, you know, once they finish that off, that will guarantee Padres and the Mets on Friday at Citi Field.
That's tough. That is tough for the Mets.
It is. That is very tough. That's listen, they've got dangerous bats in that lineup. Very dangerous. Who are the Padres going to throw in that first game? I guess Darvish, I would have to assume. Musgrove pitched last night. They're not going to throw Clevinger in the first game.
You want to take a shot just as a buffer, take the Padres to win the series?
When I see the prices, Joe, I will. I'll let you know.
Mets are going to be favored.
Mets are definitely going to be favored. Right. Absolutely. But Mariners, I like the Mariners already, plus 154. I just think they have better pitching than Toronto. I know Toronto's got better bats, but pitching wins. I'm torn on Tampa and Cleveland. Cleveland's played really well.
I like Tampa. Tampa just in a big spot. They seem to step up. I can't go against Tampa. These ugly type of series, they find a way to win.
That is true. I don't disagree with that. That is the type
and
of...
Cleveland is just an ugly team like them. I just think Tampa does it better.
Wow. We can discuss it more tomorrow, Joe, when we know the exact matchup.
I can't wait.
Can't wait. Can't wait. We got UCF SMU tomorrow night
yes.
Also. Carver and Lisi, everybody have a great night. Tremendous job by Mike Demergis. Cash a lot of tickets. We'll see you tomorrow here on the grid.
L-E-D-E-N-B-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.